competition. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
Now let's blow some up.
Now, say my name. Johnny B, how much there is to see. Just open your
eyes and listen to me. Bunch of slap-jawed f***s around here. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
I can't see without his glasses.
I'll give you some Johnny, you be good.
He's
dead!
Why would God let this happen?
Oh, poor baby.
Alright guys, let's finish the blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try to keep up, okay?
Now, it's Johnny B on 102.5 The Bone.
Here we are, live Central Ybor. Couldn't be a better day in Tampa. Welcome to this is the Johnny B Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. And we are live. Why? Because today is the day that happens. Tonight, 7 p.m., it is the Knights of Santiago Night Parade. That's night with a K, guys.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what D-bag would mistake the vernacular of
tweet out that it was Gasparilla.
I don't know who does that anymore.
Actually, it's a big misconception. I was mad at you at first, and then I looked at my girlfriend because I do that because she's pretty, and I said, "Girlfriend,
she's a voice of reason."
Yes, she is. She's very sweet. I said, "Girlfriend, I should not be mad at Ryan Adams." A lot of people, probably 90% of people, still think that's what it is. But it is actually a whole different parade. Just happens 2 weeks after the Gasparilla Parade. But it's the Knights of Santiago Parade. And it's a lot of same crews that are in the Gasparilla. Of course, my crew that you'll hear a lot about today, the Voodoo Crew, because you can't stop the Voodoo Crew. They're 90 strong, and they're going to be flying by this table here because we are in the middle of Central Ybor, like in the middle. We're right in front of this amazing restaurant, the Asiatic, which I didn't even know was here.
Amazing food.
Which is catty corner to my home comedy club, the Tampa Improv, where I'll be at the end of March with Guy Tori. A little pluggy plug there.
There you go.
That's my birthday week. I'll be there, 7 shows with Guy Tori over here at the Tampa Improv.
How old are you going to be?
I'm in my 40s. That's all that really matters.
You can give it to me in months.
I can't do math like that.
Okay.
But we have a lot of festivities already underway. A lot of people are already down here. I'm glad I got here early because I got me a good parking spot in the garage. Plenty of time to get down here. Probably the best weather you're going to get all year long right
now. It's fantastic. Yeah.
It's like 71 degrees. It's gorgeous. Not a cloud in the sky. Drew Garabo is going to be out here from 4 to 6.
Yes.
He's going to be out here with Judge Tolbert, the People's Court, and, of course, Steve Wilkos, who I'm looking forward to him being down here and a fight breaking out and him just, it doesn't even faze him, you know, because his show, that's what they do, you know, like somebody's baby mama done got cheated on and then they start beating each other up, which is, it's thoroughly entertaining.
Steve,
yes, I love it. It
reminds me of watching Jerry Springer with my grandmother.
Yeah?
Good times.
Well, that's how Steve got started.
I
was listening to Drew Garabo yesterday when he interviewed him, and it was really cool the way he kind of got his start. He filled in for Jerry Springer one time, and then I guess he did such a great job, they gave him a gig. They called him up and asked him if he wanted his own show, and he couldn't even believe it. So Cinderella story, much like a young radio hopeful that I know that was doing stand-up comedy and hanging out with radio people. And then one day, you know, they came up with some silly contest one block from here in Ybor City at the Ritz, and they were like, let's find the next big radio star. It's crazy.
How'd that work out for that guy?
That guy is still today doing radio 5, 6, 7 days a week. Like, he is a hardworking, I'd say good-looking, robust boy, and a lot of people really enjoy him. I've heard through social media outlets and things that he's doing quite well, and he's a hardworking guy and a great dad and probably the best boyfriend a girl could ever have.
If I know who it is that you're speaking of, which I think I do.
No, he's good.
I would swipe right on him.
Well, how do you not?
I totally would.
Absolutely. He likes it when you take an actual hot dog and swipe right with it. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. I'm not sure if we're taking calls, but I'm used to saying the numbers all the time. I say them in my sleep.
Go for it.
We'll see. We'll see during the break if we're actually taking calls today. But we have a full show for you. As you know, we always give social shout-outs after the first break. Why? Because we love the folks that love us. Twitter, at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at Scrum Ryan Radio, at Anna Hummel Radio, and my man, the guest of the day. We haven't had him in months. Why? Because he is so highly, highly booked. I was trying to think of a better word, but this guy is always playing. Jeremy Demers is here. What's up, pal?
What's up, buddy?
At Solo Rock and Rolla.
Did he get it wrong again?
Yeah.
I always get it wrong.
At
always.
Solo Rock Show.
Damn it!
I remember I changed it specifically for you.
You changed it specifically for you, JP! At Solo Rock Show.
That's a great impression.
Thank you very much. Jeremy, a very good-looking boy and one of my favorite musicians out there. Well, we'll be performing live today.
Let's do it.
I put you on the spot. I made you drag your guitar down here to Ybor City, which is good.
I didn't think it was happening, but I'm happy it is.
Well, look, we can make a couple bucks because...
Tip jar?
Do you need some vocals?
No, we'll set up after my show.
Okay.
After the parade, after everybody's hammered, everything's, you know, people are now in full party mode. The kids went home. It's 10 o'clock at night. We set up a bucket, me and you. I could play the spoons, or I could play a hobo's head. Whatever we got to do to make more music, and we'll make a little scratch on the side.
I have a feeling there will be more bodily fluids in the bucket.
That's gross. That's gross.
Yeah.
And so close to being dumpable. It's so funny. Years ago, I was down here just hanging out after a comedy show at the Improv. It's probably 2001, 2002-ish, and there was a girl playing guitar right out here on 7th Avenue in front of Central Ybor. And there was a couple people throwing like a dollar here and there in her bucket. She couldn't have been more than 20 years old. She shouldn't have been out by herself. And I'm standing there, and she's playing an acoustic version of I Wish You Were Here, but she's not singing. And, you know, old Pink Floyd song. And I'm sitting there, sing it, and then maybe they'll tip you more. And she's like, I don't sing. Hmm. So I felt obligated, Jeremy. As a vocalist, I started singing, and she played, and she smiled, and the money started flying in. Before I knew it, we were three or four songs in. I was doing Journey. I was doing Stevie Wonder. She was getting all this money. In the back of my head, I'm thinking, ethically, I should get a cut of this, right? Like
Your fair share.
I am working for this woman, this girl, but I let her keep all the money, all of it. Yeah.
You're the kind of guy you are, yeah.
I had a good time, and she made a lot of money, so... That's why I say you and I can relive that moment, except you can actually sing and you don't need me around. I'm just going to piggyback on your talent, and I will take my cut this time because I'm Johnny B, for God's sakes. The Twitter page, I'm sorry, the Instagram page is the Johnny B Show on Instagram, which has been blowing up for months. We really appreciate you guys. We'll be putting pictures up from our live gig here in Central Ybor, and, of course, Facebook.com/ The Johnny B Show.
The quest for 2K continues because we're almost there.
Really?
On Facebook.
Oh, man, we got to get on Facebook?
Yep.
We got to max it out. We got to get more people. I'll be Facebooking live as I did earlier. We are in front of the Asiatic Noodle Bar. If you come down to Central Ybor, you cannot miss us. I mean, we're right in the middle of Central Ybor.
I think I saw Tammy inside.
You saw Tammy inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw her. Yes. Coming up on the show, Drew Garabo will be in the house. Voodoo Crew's in the house. We have What the Hell News. Of course, Jeremy is in the house, as we already stated. We'll still do a couple benchmarks like Google Girl. And I have to bail a little early for today's show. Because I have to get down to my parade float with the Voodoo Crew. So I have set up a special, special segment just for you guys to perform after I leave. It's a little trivia, a little heads-up trivia between you and Anna that Jeremy will be the host of. And it's called Who Knows Johnny B?
I like that title.
Yes.
Who do you think is going to win?
I don't know.
I was going to say, you keep... Turning that paper.
I know. I keep accidentally showing you the question.
And Anna's pretending
I don't
like
know.
She's not looking.
I've asked some very, like, trivia, this has a lot of intimate details about me that you really have to know me to know the answers.
Nobody knows you intimately like me.
I'm just saying.
That's not fair.
This delves way back into my childhood, my history, my family, my loves, my displeasures. Like, you really got to know me to knock this down.
I'm hosting because I would win, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
It wouldn't be fair.
Yeah, you can't do that. You're one of my BFFs in the whole world. Like, it's stupid. So it's like you know my DNA strand at this point.
That's
Unstumpable.
Isaiah's back. Isaiah's back in the studio, working hard on the board, making sure everything pops off right and the sounds are right. That was almost dumpable.
Yeah.
And of course, we have Joe here working the promo side, and all of a sudden we got a full promo crew here.
Yeah, we do.
I feel kind of special right now.
We're the JB show, bro.
I'm not lying. Like, we have Will, we have Hoppy, we have AJ, we have the other guy. I keep forgetting his name because I'm a big fat shirt.
Call him Pug.
Pug. We have one of them bought me water.
That's Pug.
He's already got a job. Like, why you don't have to buy me stuff? Like, I didn't even have anything to do with
you. Water.
You're wrong. Somebody get her water. We have Valerie. Super fan Valerie is here. She's here for Drew Garabo, but she got here early.
And, there you go.
You know, she's just hanging out with us because. Did I mention Ryan Hoppy's here?
You did. And yeah. Let me be honest with you. It's not hard to see. Every time Ryan Hoppy does anything bone related, there's more fans for him than the freaking talent that's on location.
That's not true.
Are you trying to say Ryan Hoppy's not talented?
I'm just saying I've seen
he's
18
right there.
People walk
I'm gonna
up.
Need you to,
it's kind of rude.
I'm going to need you to hit the undo button on that statement, if you will, because, yeah, maybe he's more popular than you, friend.
Duh.
But I've worked hard.
I know you.
At getting the fan base that I have. So I don't like the fact that he's standing in front of me, and my face is penis height with him right now, which is not good at all. Keep looking at the wrong Hoppy. His penis is all like, bro, I'm in some jeans. Getting awful sweaty, bro. Follow me on Twitter. I'm a penis.
Same exact tone as his normal voice.
Yes.
Exactly. And well, you know, now that you've put that idea out there, there's going to be a faux Hoppy's penis account. In like an hour.
They sell pho right next door, the Asiatic thing. I feel like we need to plug them more than normal because we're blocking their entrance.
Yes.
We're kind of screwing them a little bit, I think. But there's a lot of tents out here, a lot of people set up, and a lot of people already flowing in and out of Central Ybor. Great restaurants, great bars. Like, I just ordered food from inside, even though they have provided us with some food because they're very, very generous and very gracious host, I guess, if we're in front of their place.
You still wanted to give them your business?
No, I had to order some curry fish, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
The boy likes his Penang curry.
Penang curry.
But I will
that
also...
Is that going to work out for you all right later?
I don't understand.
You know what I mean?
No, probably not.
Yeah. But on the float?
There's a bathroom 12 feet away.
There's a bathroom on the float?
Yeah, I'm going to make a floater in the bathroom. Anyway, so also, James Joyce, there's a lot of my crew hanging down there. They just added our voodoo burger. So
I haven't had it yet, bro.
I'm going to have a bad diet day. Yeah, like, I'm going to be a fat piece of poo-poo
this
today.
This cheat day will set you up for at least 6 months.
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm good. Like, now when I do have a cheat day, like, I don't gain weight. It's so weird. It's like my body doesn't want to be as fat as it used to be. Like, I made the other day, if you're on my Facebook, you saw this. My girlfriend, it was her birthday was actually Thursday, but we're celebrating it all weekend because we work so much we didn't get to really have time to fully celebrate her birthday. So today and tomorrow and Monday we'll be celebrating her birthday. But she wanted cupcakes, but she also wanted pineapple upside down cake. So guess what the boy did?
Oh, boy.
Guess what your boy did?
I saw it.
Pineapple upside down cupcake.
Hell yeah. Pretty easy to make, actually.
Brilliant.
I mean, I took the concept of pineapple upside down cake and just made it little.
Are you also incorporating Valentine's Day into this whole thing? Because that's a couple days away.
Valentine's Day is a Hallmark holiday, Ryan. You know what I mean?
That's what Cheap has to say.
Yeah. Am I supposed to fall into what all the suckers are doing
at you.
Out there?
I don't know. I mean, you're Johnny B. So I mean,
should I buy her a flag for President's Day or Flag Day? What should I just celebrate every holiday with her? Huh? Yeah, it was Pizza Day the other day. Did I swing by and grab her a pie? No,
I didn't even celebrate Pizza
Day. I am not Donut Day.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
yeah. We celebrate.
Come on,
that.
Yeah.
We celebrate that.
I'm saying
every day is a day. If you ask Siri, every day is a day. Watch this. I'm going to do it right now.
Every day
Let's
is
go
a day.
Here.
That is profound.
There's not a milkshake day.
Why there is. There is. You're wrong. There is a milkshake day.
I want to know.
Yes,
what that is.
It brings all the boys to the yard. Hold on. Let's ask Siri. Siri, is today a holiday?
She hates you. She knows your relationship with Alexa.
Oh no! I got the volume down. Today is Lantern Festival somewhere.
There's a lantern festival.
Yeah. Siri, where is the lantern festival?
She hates you, bro. This is going well.
Why is her volume so low? It's the Chinese lantern festival. So
probably right inside that restaurant.
You have plenty of time to get to China and enjoy the lantern festival. I'm telling you, there's a day every single day.
When did that happen?
So why should I fall into this Valentine's poo-poo, you know?
But when did that happen, though?
What do you mean?
I feel like only in America do we have actual food days. Everything else is a lantern day.
Have you
or
seen
something.
Us?
That's what I'm saying.
You've seen us,
there's
right?
There's donut day. There's pizza day. There's milkshake
sure.
day. They don't have that in, you know, Europe. Or
how do you know? Have you been there?
No, but I can imagine with the fattest country in the world is the only one that's going to have
how do you
days.
Know we're the fattest country in the world?
Because we are.
We are.
Who said that?
Another thing we do here is make up facts all the time now.
So yes!
Alternative
this
facts.
This is true. This is true.
Fake news. Fake news.
But no, Google.
If there's any negative things about fat people, it's fake news.
Of course it is.
That's a fact. It's a fact. You work for the New York Post, you're fake fat news.
This is true.
Jerk.
Sorry.
At Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at Scrum Ryan Radio, at Solo Rock and Roll Show, of course, at Anna Hummel Radio. We'll do social shout-outs when we come back, so make sure you get the Twitter box a rolling. We are live. Centro Ybor, Knights of Santiago Parade is coming up in a little while. And, of course, Drew Garabo will be here in just a little bit. He's here from 4 to 6 with Steve Wilkos and, of course, Judge Tolver and a lot of other great dignitaries will be flying through here. Stick around. Do not go anywhere. This is the Johnny B Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You'll never catch him outside. How about that? Back to the Johnny B Show.
Welcome back to the Johnny B Show, live on location, mouthful of food. I am Johnny B. This is my show. We're in Centro Ybor right now. Beautiful weather. The crowds are piling in. You got plenty of time to get down here and hang out. Drew Garabo will be down here very, very soon. He's here from 4 to 6. Everybody come down and meet him. Meet Steve Wilkos. Meet Judge Tolver. Got a lot of things happening. Of course, I am enjoying some nice Penang curry fish right now from the Asiatic. We are blocking our front door.
It's fantastic food, man.
Very, very nice, folks.
Yes.
And we have a lot of other culinary greatness about to happen all around here. Why? Because my crew, the Voodoo Crew, is also in the house. We have Jeremy Demirs here. Of course, Ryan Adams, Anna Hummel, live on location. Joe is here making sure that we all sound beautiful and make sure this broadcast happens right. We have all the full promo crew here. The VIPs are here. The who's of 102.5 The Bone all up in this place. If we had Mike out, it would be like the full circle. If we had, you know, just one or two more people, this whole city would go completely, you know what.
Agreed.
Yeah. Let's do our social shout-outs. Show the love to the folks that show love to us. Get that out of the way real fast because my Twitter has been blowing up.
Yep.
I'll start with Merc Dirty.
Of course. You got to wait for the shout to start.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go.
Ready now?
The old shout.
Okay. F, yeah, dude, at Solo Rock Show is there, at Johnny B Comedy, at Scrum Ryan Radio, at Anna Hummel Radio, F, yeah, dude, talent, six strings.
Wow. Thank you for not saying the real thing.
You're welcome.
I got a shout out to Craigslist Vape Ape. Says,
pardon me?
That's the name. That's the name.
I'll
since
take it.
Scrum Ryan Radio never gets the hearts on the shout outs, and then there's a million different kinds of rainbow colored hearts.
And adorable.
Then, and then in parentheses it says bonus taco. I have no idea what that means.
Because, you don't deserve it if you don't know what it means.
It's probably true.
Mark Carr up in the Hazy, he says, damn, wish I was hanging out with you guys and not working. That guy's a hardworking guy. Obviously, so am I. So are we. We're here working right now. Then he hashtagged Ybor City, which I love Ybor City. Being a guy born and raised in this area, I have close ties to Ybor City. It makes my heart very happy to be in the place that that is my home. I love this place. God, my grandfather's Cuban. Did I ever mention that?
You did.
More than once.
Yes.
Char at Big DMB Fan 1 Love, and then all these like heart emojis, spending this beautiful afternoon listening to these sexy tweeps.
By the way,
what's
Char.
What's a tweep?
It's a person, like peeps.
Oh, okay.
You're adorably not as old as you sound right now.
Right.
By the way, Char, I don't know, I'm torn on her profile pic.
What are you torn about?
Like, I understand. I get it. You're probably going to get a lot more follows with that butt that is her profile pic.
Is that her butt?
It's not.
Oh.
I think her butt is fine. Like, she could have used her own butt, and still everybody would have been alive. You know, they'd have been good.
This is a really good butt, though.
It is a good butt.
It's a very nice butt.
It's
very round and firm.
It's a clip art butt. Like, it's the kind of butt that you would imagine if you were making a fake butt for your profile pic. But I don't know the angle she's shooting there. Is it sarcasm? I mean, I don't know what she's – or is she just trying to get more follows?
The world may never know.
I respect it either way.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to put Chris Pratt's butt on my profile.
Go fixer. For it.
Have you seen his butt?
Not lately.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So good.
Dave at FinDave3 at Anna Homo Radio, of all the shoes on the bone, the Johnny B Show is one of them.
Word up, Florida
Cryptic.
Rocco. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Florida Rocco said he's voted number one comedian. Johnny B. Comedy, tune in and laugh today, 3 to 6, 1025 The Bone, location in Central Ybor. And also said with guest Drew on the radio, it's weird that he's a guest. Like, I feel like our show is a guest for Drew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dark Cloud, a.k.a. Trucker Monica. Yay, time for Johnny B. Comedy. Scrum Ryan Radio, which tags everybody, including Solo Rock and Roll, on the Johnny B. Show on 1025 The Bone.
There you go. Lots of people. Heather B's on here. Of course, Eric Allen. A lot of people tweeting away. We really do appreciate you guys. Make your way down here. I just got a message from Balls that said he's trying to get down here on an Uber. So
skinnier balls?
No. Yeah. Like
Or ass belly.
No. Regular balls.
Okay. Regular.
Like original balls.
OG balls. OG balls. I like OG balls.
Balls with four W's, nine L's, and one Z. That balls.
Original balls are always the best kind.
Do you like balls?
Especially original balls.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Close to his face.
Also go to Facebook and Instagram, The Johnny B Show on both of those. I am being tagged by my Voodoo Crew members. Tim Keelig is here, one of my favorite chefs. Of course, Eric Youngs. And all the greatness is happening.
I love how when you said Tim Keelig on it, immediately her head just popped up.
I might use Tim's butt as my profile pic. Yeah, I might do that. Absolutely. I need a stunt butt is what I need.
Stand-in butt.
Yeah, exactly. That way I'll mislead everybody. Like, ooh, Johnny B's got a nice ass.
Tell you what, we can have Mr. Joe Oliger make our new banner with,
just Tim's butt?
Instead of your face. Just be
instead of my butt, my face.
The Johnny B Show.
You don't like my face?
I love your face.
I want to mislead people. I want to use Jeremy as Johnny B. Right? Get Jeremy to do all the pictures and stuff. You know, and then when people show up, they'll be like, "Wow, Johnny B let himself go bad." You know what I mean? Like, oh, that's it's really sad.
We could just never have Jeremy on the show.
He got short
for continuity purposes.
Right? Yeah. I don't like that at all.
I don't either.
Jeremy, how are you today, pal?
I'm phenomenal.
Yep.
I'm letting you guys do your thing.
No, you're part of our thing today.
But I don't know that part.
I'm looking at your thing right now. Oh, there's kids out here.
No, I did.
Yeah, all right. Sorry. That's very awkward. Mommy, why is he looking at the man's thing? And then I'm like, why are you talking that way? You're 16. you're going to be doing some singing for us?
Sure.
Yeah. Do you ever go anywhere and not sing?
Rarely.
Yeah. Like, it's obligated, right?
Yeah, usually. Yeah.
I find that, too, with, stand-up, even though I'm not going to do, like, a normal stand-up routine, I find myself doing some sort of a stand-up routine when I don't even want to. I just did it on 7th Avenue.
I was just going to say.
I didn't mean to.
Repeat it, but yeah.
And when everybody walked away, I looked at my girlfriend and I said, do you remember that last 5 minutes? Because I want to do that on stage because it came out like a stand-up bit, and I was really just talking about the people trying to pray for people on the corner, which I thought was funny.
I think that every time you and I just have, we're just talking, I think he needs to write that down because that would be hilarious.
Well, you're my executive producer. That'd be cool if you recorded it or wrote it down.
I mean, if I'm
way to not do your job,
yeah.
Man.
Good job, dude.
Sorry.
No, you're good
when
at your stuff.
When you're around this kind of inspiration, you need to wear a GoPro.
I'm just in awe.
Yeah.
I'm just taking it all in.
Oh, stop the gargling. You already got a job, dude. Just try to keep it at this point. All the dignitaries are rolling in. Drew Garabo will be here soon. The great Mike Olivero is here. I mean, does it get any better than that? Nope. I think not, ladies and gentlemen.
Negative.
Ryan Hobby's here, guys. If you want to come feel sorry for somebody, he is in the building to do that. Right, Ryan, should we get Ryan on?
Absolutely.
You almost have to, right?
Sure.
Only completely.
Yeah. Ryan Hoppy, hop on the mic. You got to get way down here. Yeah, there you go. He's upstairs
really
at the movie theater right now.
He is. Mm-hmm.
What's up, Ryan? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay, man. You're feeling good today? Everything good?
Doing great, man. I'm just a bit nauseous because I got my wisdom teeth taken out on Monday, so I've just been out of it all week. But I'm
do you feel
alive.
Do you have any
I'm
pills
in
left?
Sunny Florida. I've never
Asking
been happier.
For a friend.
Do you feel as if you're not as wise since they took your teeth?
Yes. And I
That's
need
a good answer.
I need as many IQ points as I can
it's
get.
A good,
we all know
solid
that.
Answer.
Oh, I love this guy so much. Ryan Hoppy, what are your plans? Now, you're just working the promo thing, or are you going to be part of the parade?
We are not going to be there for that.
He
but
is
I,
afloat. You didn't know that?
I was asking. If
I also will be running the board tonight for the Bone. So
The replays for
your show,
Mike
Roger and JP and Kelta,
yes, and then you'll take a selfie with you and
I have
energy
quit
drinks.
Doing that. My boss called me a narcissist.
What?
Which yes. boss?
And he said I'm socially awkward.
As he
so
looks
I'm
at Mike Olivero.
The guy. I don't know about the narcissist part, but he nails pretty much everything else about you. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, it's okay. You're young.
I'm trying, man.
Budding radio personality and you're trying to make something of yourself.
I'm trying, man.
Yeah.
Each day I grind to be the best I can be.
Don't say grind anymore. That makes people
grind
want to stab you.
And honored and riveting.
Don't do that. Don't say shock jock. I need to take some things out of your vernacular. If we could take some words out, right, you'll go a long way for you. I'm just saying there's certain trigger words that make people want to stab you over
Safe
and over.
Safe space?
Again. Look,
that's
I'm just.
Two words.
That was a joke.
Don't.
Wasn't funny.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. See?
I'll leave the comedy to you.
Please, and let me help you be a better Ryan Hoppy.
So I have this new setup that's going to be at my apartment for my podcast. It's going
to
be great.
Get out of here. You are going to have a setup at your house.
It's going to be great. I have things in the work. My mom is helping me fund it.
Hoppy
Hour is going to be live.
You can't say things like, my mom is helping me fund it.
I'm just being honest.
I know, but you're a grown
up. I would love to have you be one of the first guests.
Right.
It would be an honor to have you.
There you go with the trigger
word.
On
the show. I know, but you still
live in like a studio with like a cat.
No, but the thing is, I'm saying right now, I have swept up the house. I have cleaned the hell out of it. It's going to be great. I bought a table like we have at the promo event, like a 4-foot table.
What is happening?
I have like three different chairs. I have the
office. I have three chairs. How did you get three chair money, dude?
What I'm saying to you is.
Any of these chairs fold?
Yes.
Okay.
So it goes into my closet.
That's cool.
People don't know what's coming. This is going to be great. I'm very proud of it. It's going to be fun.
Have you had your cat on your podcast yet?
I have not.
Catcast.
Here's what I'm nervous about is I'm getting this equipment for the podcast. I'm getting like the board and the microphone. And the thing is, most people never have to move their board because you keep it there once it's plugged
you
in.
You probably never move
I'm
board.
Nervous about keeping it there because I feel like my cat's going to urinate on it during the day. So now I have to figure out a way to unplug it and
can
put it back.
Can you just kill the cat?
She is 15, so.
Here's the truth. He's afraid the cat is going to start a podcast while he's not home.
Yeah.
And it's going to get way more follows.
Meow hour.
Yeah, oh, the meow hour.
I like that, actually.
Oh!
I kind of like that. Creative Loafing, that's it this
podcasts.
Year.
Who would not subscribe to Ryan Hoppy's Stop. Cats podcast?
She is going to make an appearance or two on the show now that I'm doing at my house. I'm very pumped, man. I got some things in the works there.
So I'm impressed. With this equipment, you have a board and microphones.
I don't have it yet.
Okay.
I have everything but the board and the equipment. I bought the table. I got some
folding chairs.
This is all hypothetical.
Posters
I mean.
In the background.
Hopefully.
Going to have the Hoppy Hour logo.
Posters. Does this table have the same folding mechanism as your chairs?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
So then you put it in the closet and it
very
fits.
Very nice. Very nice. Have you been to IKEA?
I have not. I went to Target. It was a lot cheaper.
Okay. Whoa. spare no expense, Ryan Hoppy. I'm behind you on this.
You are?
No, yeah, like way behind you.
You still haven't answered if you'd be his first guest from Hoppy TV.
I mean, if he could bring a folding table up. And chairs to me, it would probably go
Johnny
a lot
B
further.
Said that he doesn't have time to do it because of his
my schedule.
Different jobs. So yeah. What I'm going to do is I also bought a memo recorder, like a little portable mic.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is interview you in the break room at work before your show.
I like that. Now, Ryan Hoppy, can we discuss during this podcast, or maybe we can just get to it right now,
yeah.
The fact that you've had a piece of jasmine rice on your upper lip the entire time I've been talking to you. That is distracting.
This is one of the decent appearances I've made on the bone.
No, it wasn't.
Nothing.
It really was. Jasmine rice on your mouth.
No wonder when I tried to talk to what's her name that came by, she denied me.
Well, the fact that you don't remember her name,
that
probably.
Valerie. Gonna...
Valerie? Yeah? Yes. You talked to her with rice on your face?
I asked her out. I guess.
Did you ask her out?
She said no. She's like, I've heard you on the phone. I'm not interested.
She said no. Most girls won't say no. Most girls will lie and say they have plans or they've been married or they have some sort of.
Or they're asexual. I've had that
asexual?
Before.
Asexual?
I've had a girl say that she's not into sex. I was like, all right.
You know what women are worried about most, Ryan?
What?
Is that the last thing they'll see is your arms like this as you're slamming the trunk shut on them.
Mike Olivero, everybody.
This is what I have to deal with every day when I go to his office.
Dude.
That's the podcast, Mike Olivero.
Dude.
In your office, you just kicking him in the nuts for about 20 minutes a day.
I don't think I could reach that high.
But there's nobody, you'd have to lay down. There's nobody that wouldn't listen to that. Like, everybody would listen to that. What's Mike Olivero going to say to poor Ryan Hoppy to make him, once again, not quit and just still stick it out and do what he does?
I tell you what, I think I only made him cry twice so far. So,
oh,
you know.
I cried last week.
Did you?
I want to be
when
there
I was
so
in
bad.
Your office, remember?
Oh, yeah.
When you
right.
called me socially awkward and I'm pathetic.
He could have saved so much breath and just held a mirror up.
Sure.
Good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he can't jump off the skyway because it'll only be like 6 inches down for
him. He has
that's
a
it.
Step off of it.
Step off of the-
Bro, my feet are wet. Yeah, it's not good. All right, Ryan Hoppy, thanks for being on, and thank you for showing me how sticky rice could really be if you really believe hard enough.
I'm so self-conscious now. I was so proud.
That's cool. You have an egg roll on your shirt also. It's very, very sad.
Thank you, Johnny. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. That's Ryan Hoppy. The guy takes a nut kicking like nobody else.
Have a rice day.
Have a rice day. Dump that. I'm just kidding. Dump. Let's take a break. We come back from the break. Voodoo Crew is in the house. I'm going to talk to my man, Eric Youngs, the voodoo chef that started his whole movement, and also some dignitaries from my crew. And also Drew Garabo. I just saw his face pop around the corner. So handsome. Ask his. He's so handsome. And also coming up in the next hour, What the Hell News, and we have some stories that might get us thrown out of Ybor City. I will say that. Jeremy is performing live, Google Girl, and a lot more coming up. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Voodoo Crew is up next. We are the Johnny B Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
And now, back to the only show with a fat guy, a guy with a goatee, a super hot chick, and a complete moron. Wait a second. Never mind. That's every show on the planet. It's the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Welcome back to Johnny B Show Live, Central Ybor, right here in the heart of everything that is Tampa. Tonight is the Knights of Santiago Night Parade, not to be mistaken for the Gasparilla Day Parade. A lot of people want to just say Gasparilla Night Parade, but you're stupid, or you're just you're misinformed. Not stupid, I'm sorry, Ryan Adams.
Ignorant?
Or you're just me.
Or you're Ryan Adams.
Yes.
So sorry.
I like ignorant is one of those words that people get offended by, and they shouldn't, because it sounds abrasive, but it just means you don't know something. But you say, man, I think you're ignorant to that, and they're like, I'm not, you're a jerk. And I go, well, I think you're ignorant to ignorant. That's very, very sad.
It's when you make it ignoramus that it hurts.
That hurts a lot. That beautiful voice you know very, very well, that is Mr. Drew R. Garabo. How are you, friend?
Quite well, thank you. I was listening on my way in and leaving myself notes on my iPhone app.
Thank God.
Yeah, I like to be prepared for the shows that I'm a guest on, which I heard you say it feels weird that I should be hosting it. No, I enjoy being a guest. I don't get a chance to do it very often.
Yeah, it is nice to be on the other side of the table, and I always feel great when I get to pop in and be a guest on your show as a, you know, quick one segment, pop in there, how's everybody doing, and then leave, and it's
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Those are my good. Favorite guests, the one segment, like, pop in, how you do, because when you get to get, like, this past week we had a chef on, he was great, he was awesome,
too, right.
Like, a really cool story about overcoming addiction and all that, but after we got done with the first segment, he goes, oh, man, I thought it was going to be longer, and I always pretend I don't hear him, so I'm like, okay, cool, take it easy,
yeah.
But, you know, they think it's around two or three segments, who's got time for that, what's my name, Mo?
Right, exactly.
You're not going anywhere, right? You got some more songs to sing, or you got a poem or something you want to do? That'd be very sweet. I like you a lot. What is your name again, lady?
Yeah, I got things to talk about.
Absolutely, yeah.
Not like Mo.
And you got Seth, at least. Like, he's the best that I've ever seen at that, at every aspect, to where he'll shoo him out. Like, you don't even have to talk to him.
Sure.
Yeah.
But earlier in my career, I had that thing of I didn't want to be embarrassed, so I might have kept around for two or three. But you need an enforcer, if you will, a mental enforcer like Seth, to go, hey, listen, we got content here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't let the door hit you.
And I'm learning all the different angles to do that myself. Like, sometimes I'll get somebody on just because I know they're going to be horribly bad.
Sure.
They're going to be such a train wreck, it's going to actually provide content that, you know, where I get to verbally kick them in the nuts for a few minutes, but then I have to then tell them they got to go afterwards. So it's like, oh, man, that was great. All right, we'll see you later.
Take it easy.
No, you have no time to rebut. I'm sorry.
No.
You have to leave now. It's
sorry.
A house rule.
Yeah. You want an A or you want an F? No Cs. Like, really great or really terrible. If you deliver a C show, then you failed.
I don't want that. I never want that.
No, we want Cs.
I try to be the best Johnny B I can be, and I'm inspired by the greatness that is around me. Of course, not on Saturdays.
Like Anna?
Yeah, of
Let's
course.
Talk about it.
I just tweeted that she was pretty.
She is pretty, right?
Thank
I know.
You.
Yep.
Yeah.
I saw an almost prettier version of Anna at a strip club last weekend. My girlfriend said, Mike, she looks like an almost prettier version of Anna.
She has one of those faces that you can compare a lot of people to. Like,
sure.
And I say that all the time. And it's funny you should say almost pretty version, because I have used that exact description for different girls where I'll go, hey, look, babe, that's like a fat I don't care about myself Anna over there. And
right.
She'll go, you know what? I do see
you
the
see
angle.
It? Yeah.
Yeah,
like
definitely
a broken
do.
Down on, like, Amy Winehouse is a broken down, busted Anna.
Yeah,
right.
She's also dead.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. So broken down.
Huh. I guess even more so now. Though.
Yes.
Right.
Decomposing version of Anna.
Yes.
You know what she'd be doing if she were alive right now? Scratching on the inside of her coffin, going,
oh,
let me out of this thing. Let me out of this.
True.
Let me out of this thing.
That's funny.
Truly Tasteless Jokes, Volume 2.
I like it very much. So you're going to be here till 6 o'clock.
Oh, man, come on, dude.
What?
Why you got to remind me?
I'm just saying.
I know. You know, I get to do this every year courtesy of Pin Chasers. They have me out for the Knights of Santiago parade, usually a luminary of television, a la Jerry Springer family.
Yes.
This year we've got Wilkos, and we have, what's her name again, Johnny?
Judge Tolver. Did I get it right?
What's her name again, Johnny?
I don't know. What did
Man.
I do? What did I do? Did I mess it up?
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
It's okay.
I have a day job, so I don't watch daytime TV.
Think about...
Tolbert?
No, close. A character from The Crying Game. No V. Toller.
You're right.
Toller.
What a jerk.
Don't you watch Marriage Boot Camp like I do every day?
No!
Don't you watch Divorce Court every day?
I wish
TV?
I did. You know what? I'm going to DVR it.
Good.
Done. Because I love more TV.
Oh, great.
Absolutely.
Awesome shows there.
Great local network. Mm-hmm. And I have seen her. I have watched the updated version of that show. And
she's sassy.
She is.
And diminutive.
And very attractive.
I think so, too.
Yes.
Congenial as well.
Uh-huh. So now I feel like a big, giant jerk.
No, you shouldn't. Tolbert, Toller.
I'm going to go lay down on those the trolley tracks.
May I make you feel a little bit better with a confession of my own that I was unaware of? I was ignorant to, if I may?
Please.
I never get to listen to your show from the outset because, quite frankly, Saturday afternoon radio is not going to be appointment-setting radio for this guy. I got a lot going on.
I get it.
I don't have anything going on.
Right.
So today I'm driving up here, and I thought, you know what? I really should check out the show I'm about to be on. I like to do that. I like to be a prepared guest. You guys could be talking about something or me or both. So I'm driving in, and I hear the intro. You use a song that I think you and I are probably the only two people in the southeastern United States of America would know that it's from the Hooters' second album, the follow-up to the one with All You Zombies and We Dance and all that. It's called Johnny B, and I never realized that you used that for your theme song.
I love it's kind of a big old hodgepodge of a lot of things.
Yeah.
The Pantera guitar riffs and everything else.
Johnny B. Good from the from Back to the Future.
Yes. So it's a great intro, and I love it. So,
yeah. Do you know the Hooters? Do you know that band? Or did you just search songs called Johnny B.?
I didn't make it. I had somebody else make it for me that I cannot say over this air.
This has been...
A person that does not work for us.
Oh,
anyway, yes.
All right. Well, then maybe I'm the only person in the southeastern United States of America then. I thought we had that bond, but I was apparently wrong.
I did recognize it when
no,
I heard
don't
it.
Don't patronize me, John.
No, everybody loves the Hooters and the Wings.
Aren't you from the Philadelphia area, like that area? Aren't you from the, am I wrong in that you're from the,
No, I'm from California.
From California, the western.
West, like Mexico
little,
more
little
so.
West of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, a little west of Pennsylvania.
He's pulling in. Who's
close.
Joe, aren't you from the.
Who's the guy that tries to talk to dead people? Who's that guy? What was that
Bruce
show?
Bruce Willis in Sixth Sense.
Yes, I love that.
Or Crossing Over with John Edwards.
Yes, no, they're both actually dead. Yeah, John Edwards, it was the same thing. He would go, I'm looking for somebody's missing a George.
That's me!
George. And then he'd go, no, George. Ma'am, no, George. He'd go, I had a friend that had a friend named Galvin. Yes, Galvin,
right.
Galvin.
He was no Gary Spivey, I'll tell you that much.
Right, it's Galvin dead. It's Galvin. No, he's here. He's right here. Dad, Galvin knows a George. I don't know who you're talking to.
Whatever happened, that John Edwards was big for a couple years. And
people got smart.
I guess so.
Yeah.
People never get smart, Johnny B.
Are you going to be hanging out, are you going to be in the parade?
Oh, yeah, dude. Absolutely. Yeah, every year they come up to me and they say, hey, man, which float do you want to be on? And every year I pick a different one. And I'm like, I will be happy to disgrace your float with my presence.
I'd say it would be great to be Drew Garabo.
Oh, it sure is.
What's the theme of your float?
It's the one that's got the thing with the...
Yeah. My favorite one.
The Knights of the Santiago?
I know which one. Exactly
the crew of the mystic... Bottle of Pepto-Bismol.
Beautiful.
So good.
We provide intestinal relief to people who need it.
Thank you.
Pink tablet form or liquid.
And they throw out beads that would be, related to
Yeah, meat. Oh, I see. You've seen me year after year going, show me something, sister. And then they say, throw me something, mister.
Yes.
Something I coined.
Absolutely.
I coined that.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. Drew Garabo, you going to hang out for a bit?
Well, I'm really having a hard time getting over this thing where I thought on the way in we bonded over the Hooters.
No, we did, man. I was trolling you right there.
It was a kick in my balls.
I'm actually wearing their concert shirt.
No one is. And I liked them. I believe they played in Tampa at the Sundome circa 1984, and I think I was at that show.
Are they still touring?
I don't even know if they're still a band. You know the Hooters, though, right? All you zombies, hide your face. And
course.
We dance. You're you're patronizing me again.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
All you zombies.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
Okay.
Love that song.
Well, they had
a
follow-up album, and it had Johnny B. on it.
Hell yeah, they did. Johnny B.
Never.
How much? Just open your eyes and listen to me, Johnny B.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
follow-up
love it.
Album.
We'll take a quick break. Voodoo Crew's in the house when we come back. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. We are live out here in Central Ybor. Come see Drew. Come see Judge Toller. And, of course, Steve Wilkos all hanging out here. Knights of Santiago Parade coming up at 7 o'clock. So you got plenty of time. Get down here, park, and enjoy all the festivities. 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.